Teams that live by the three ball, as the Tigers have done for years now, just as frequently die by the three. This season is unfolding similarly. Although the Tigers have been outshot by their opponents from the field, albeit slightly, they have made nearly 11 threes per contest while yielding three less. That 9-point advantage has proven decisive thus far. On the free throw line, the Tigers have made 5 fewer shots than the opposition. Not a statistically significant difference. Comparisons to the numbers in prior years might not be entirely fair, but are interesting nevertheless. The 2022-23 team out-rebounded the opposition by 1.5 caroms per contest, while averaging 10 points more per game than its foes. Most significantly, Princeton can 100 more three balls than its opponents. In their first 8 games last year, all Tiger wins, only one opponent broke the 70-point mark. That was Bucknell in Lewisburg in an 85-71 Tiger victory. For the season, Henderson's quintet yielded only a stingy 66 points per contest. After defeating Brown twice, giving up 60 and 63 points, the Tigers came into the Ivy tourney full of optimism. Shockingly, the Bears erupted for 90 points, signaling a premature conclusion to an otherwise historic Tiger season. The Sweet 16 team was also stingy, yielding 68.5 points per game and outscoring its opposition by 7 points per game, corralling 6 more rebounds in each contest. Turning our attention to individual players, the production of the top 4 returnees is excellent. Lee, along with Pierce, has emerged as a leader of the team, although not in the same way that Alaco was. Mush, as Alaco was known, was a fiery, in-your-face type player who wanted the ball at the end of tight games. Lee is more of a leader by example. After 8 games, Xavion leads the team in scoring with 16.6 points per game, even after a career low of 2 against Portland. He is second in rebounding and is the runaway leader in assists with 43. From beyond the arc, Xavion has heaved up 35 shots, making 14, or 40%. Davis has blossomed at the offensive end this year, as expected after his impressive finish to the previous season. Currently, he is the second leading scorer, with an average of 13.4 points per game on 38 of 87. From deep, he shoots even better, a team high of 24 of 48, or 50%. Pierce would probably tell you that he is not wholly satisfied with his start, although Henderson would disagree. Pierce has set such high standards for himself that anyone would find it difficult to achieve the same level of production. His scoring is somewhat down from last year, probably due to the extra attention he has drawn from defenses, especially in the absence of Alaco and Martini. The Tigers have potent weapons, just not as many as they enjoyed last year. Nevertheless, Pierce is shooting the ball at a 52% rate. Throughout his Tiger career, Pierce has been a double-double machine. Not so this year. He has 2 double-doubles in 8 outings. The Tigers entered last week's Myrtle Beach Invitational as one of the favorites. Their poor performance can be traced to the outstanding efforts of Wright State and Texas State to contain Pierce. Blake Peters gives the Tigers a 4th double-figure score at 10.8 points per game. Most of his work is done, of course, behind the arc, where he has established himself as one of the premier catch-and-shoot players in the nation. He is 23 of 55, an excellent 42%. Going forward, we fully expect these 4 players to get most of the minutes, barring injury. They have earned them. Henderson's rotation is still unsettled, although he has not hesitated to use 10 or 11 players in a myriad of rotations. Rebounding will continue to be a concern for what can only be characterized as an undersized roster. Jacob Huggins, a 6'8 post player, was expected to give the Tigers a physical presence in the paint. Unfortunately, he has not been particularly effective at either end of the floor. He has started early in the campaign, but has seen his minutes drop. Philip Byreal, the 6'9 senior from Drums, Pennsylvania, saw limited action in his first three seasons. His loyalty to the program has been rewarded recently as his minutes are increasing and has his production. He is, as it turns out, a reliable three-point shooter with 10 in the early going. His size is obviously needed. He is more of a finesse than strength player, but he is clearly gaining Henderson's confidence. If Henderson can settle on an 8 or 9 man rotation, Byreal will be a prominent feature. Freshman Malik Abdullahi will undoubtedly become a star in his career. We've seen a little of what he is capable of to this point in the season. At 6'7 and 210 pounds, the Miami, Florida product has the tools to produce effectively on offense and, crucially, on the defensive end as well. Henderson describes this kid as mature beyond his years and expects him to be a major contributor this season. CJ Happy has been a surprise to this point. At 6'9", he can bang underneath and has shown up as a three-point option, forcing defenses to adjust. Henderson hopes the first-year players can experience the inevitable growing pains in the non-conference schedule and then be ready to go in the Ivy season. Two other first-year players, guards Peyton Seals and Jack Stanton, have shown enough to perhaps be factors later in the season. Princeton will shoot a lot of threes. Since the team has many players who can score from deep, it is unlikely that they will have nights when all of them will be off. We can therefore expect the Tigers to score. Henderson's teams are noted for their ability to defend, something that has been somewhat lacking so far. If the Tigers can limit their opponents to less than 70 points per game, the Tigers will expect to contest every game to the end. Tuesday night's game against St. Joe's at Hagen Arena in Philadelphia will be an excellent contest to measure where the Tigers are at this point. It is safe to say that while the Tigers may have trouble justifying their preseason pick as the Ivy favorite, they should achieve a berth in the Ivy tournament in Providence the second week in March. It's going to be quite a ride, and we're glad to have all of you fans of Ivy Hoops Online along with us to enjoy it. Thanks again for listening. This is George Clark. Mm-hmm.